Happy Sabbath, church. Bon Sabbat, église. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads with me for a short word of prayer. À nous prier. Dear Heavenly Father God, take over. Take over what I have to say. Take over what your children hear. Be present with us at this time. And may this word be exactly what we need to hear, exactly what helps us to take the next step to grow closer to you. Abide with us, bless us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. So the theme for this week, or for the month, the youth department decided that the theme for this month would be faith of a mustard seed. So, équipe jeunesse a été décidé que ces thèmes ça a été voulu passer sous lit pendant mois ça et pendant sabbat jeunesse là dans mois février. So, the faith of a mustard seed. So, the title of the sermon is very closely tied to this: the power of mustard seed faith. So, sermon au matin, li gen pou tit pou vwa. How do you say mustard seed, y'all? I did not pay attention to that when I was getting ready. Oh, en grain de. Okay. All right. So, the power of a mustard seed faith. Imagine that there's a little boy who was standing in front of a tall, locked gate. So imagine un petit garçon qui campait devant un porte qui ouvre et porte là un cadenas. So il ferme. Mais papa petit garçon bali un petit clé tout petit. Imagine clé qui plus petit qu'à penser de lui-même. So the boy was given the tiniest key by his father, and his father told him that this key will open the gate. What do you think this little boy should think? Papa dit, ti clé ça a ouvri porte là, que devant là. So the boy looks at the enormous gate. He looks up and down. He looks around and he sees how big it is, and he looks down at his hand and sees how small the key is. So l'ap gade pot la, l'ap gade barrière la ki devan, li wè ke jan li grand, et puis il gade ti clé a ki nan men li, li wè clé a tellement petit. Comme si est-ce que clé ça vraiment ka ouvri gwo pot sa? How could something so small open something so big? So, with hesitation, he takes his small, tiny key and he puts it into the lock and he turns it. And of course, as his dad said, the massive gate opens and reveals a beautiful garden behind it. So, avec hésitation, il prend ses clés, il met les dans lock là, il vire les et puis pour la même Jean papa te dit pour la ouvrir et puis li wè que gen un bel paysage qui derrière un bel jardin qui derrière en pile fois dans la vie nous senti nous même gens avec petit garçon ça nous en face obstacle qui semblait trop grand pour nous. We often feel like this little boy in front of obstacles in our lives that seem too big and unsurmountable. But like that little tiny key, the Bible tells us that our faith needs to be as small as a mustard seed. And if our faith is even that small, it has the power to unlock doors. So nous-mêmes, même là nous devant difficulté ou bien obstacle devant nous, même j'ai avec petit clé ça, la Bible dit nous que si fois nous tout petit comme grain ça, il y a pouvoir pour lui ouvrir n'importe porte qui est devant nous, n'importe barrière qui est devant nous, et mène-nous dans des endroits que nous ne pouvons jamais imaginer. Isn't that wonderful? That we only need to have tiny, tiny faith. And the doors will be unlocked, the barriers will be broken, and we will be led into places that we can't imagine. Maybe sometimes you felt inadequate. Peut-être parfois vous sentez que vous passez. You feel like maybe you don't know enough about the challenge that's in front of you, and that there's no way that you can handle it. Peut-être des fois vous pensez ou pour compte tout. Comment affronter tout ça que la vie a porté devant? Many of us have been in situations where we have felt outnumbered, underprepared, and overwhelmed. But God wants to remind us today that He doesn't need our strength. Bon Dieu veut faire nous songer matin que li pas besoin force nous. Li pas besoin force nous, li pas besoin connaissance nous, li pas besoin rien de nous-mêmes. Seul ça que li besoin, c'est pour nous gagner la foi dans lui-même. Even a small amount of faith can lead us to great victories when we put our faith in God's hands. Amen? So this morning, we're going to take a few minutes to explore the story of Gideon that we find in Judges chapter 6 and 7, and to see how this tiny faith that we keep hearing about, this mustard seed faith, can lead to miraculous victory. So, na prend un petit moment pour nous penser à l'histoire de Gédéon que nous joignons dans Justice 7 pour nous voir qui Jean que même là nous gantons petit fois tout petit. Bon Dieu qui a ban nous victoire et qui a montré nous miracle qui a fait devant nous. Amen. So many of you may already know the story. En plus là nous qui a déjà connu l'histoire là. Maybe when you were younger, you've heard this story, or you've heard it preached before. But before we dive into the battle itself, avant nous entrer dans la bataille là qui t'est faite là, on nous prend un petit moment pour nous comprendre ce qui t'a passé et pour nous comprendre qui est Gédéon. So let's take a few moments to think about what was going on and who Gideon was. See, in Judges chapter 6, dans Juges 6, le bon Dieu a relé Gédéon. When God first is calling Gideon, the Israelites in this time, I have to say, in this time, Joshua has already died. So Josué était déjà mort dans moment ça. Et Israélites, yo étaient en situation côté yo t'a maltraité yo l'autre nation qui bon côté yo madian yo amalek yo t'a maltraité yo. So Joshua had died already, and the Israelites are in a place where they're being mistreated by the Midianites, they're being mistreated by the Amalekites and the people of the east. And so Israel cries out for deliverance. Now there's more details about why exactly Israel is in the position that it's in. I'm not going to get into it for today. But they're being mistreated, okay? And they cry out for deliverance to the Lord. And the Lord sends the angel of the Lord to appear to Gideon. So c'est na na situation ça que Israélite yo joint tête yo peuple Israël la joint tête li et y a souffri yo a maltraité yo maybe we can understand that that sometimes you go into a situation and people just decide to treat you wrong for whatever reason, or because they heard something about you, or because they've heard that you're doing pretty good, so they don't like you, for whatever the reason is. And so they call on God. They cry out to God for deliverance, and God brings to Gideon the angel of the Lord. And so as the angel is talking to Gideon, Gideon doesn't see himself as a warrior at all. Gideon pa wè tèt li kom moun ki ka batay. Li pa wè tèt li kom leader. Li pa wè tèt li kom moun ki ka fè sa bon Dieu apre lèl pou fè. He even says in Judges chapter 6 verse 15, can we get the text up? Thank you. I know I'm putting you to work, Garland, but I thank you. He says in Judges chapter 6 verse 15, "Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." So Gédéon dit à ange là qui parle avec lui, "Oh mon Seigneur, avec quoi délivrai-je Israël? Voici ma famille est la plus pauvre à Manasseh, et je suis le plus petit dans la maison de mon père." So Gideon is afraid. He is full of doubt. To him, he doesn't see how he can do this, how he can lead the Israelites to victory. Li peur, li a douté, li dit, "I'm a nobody. I'm no one." Moi sorti de Manasseh. When we think about the tribes of Israel, we think about Judah. We think about some of the other names. He's like, I'm from one of the tribes that people don't even think about. And from the clan in that tribe that is the weakest, the poorest. I'm no one. And even within my father's house, I'm the youngest. I'm the smallest. I'm the weakest. I don't think I could do this. And nous connaissons histoire, si nous connaissons histoire, nous connaissons que Gédéon a besoin multiples signes de l'Éternel avant qu'il t'ait fait prendre action. But even though he felt like he was weak, even though he felt like he was the least among his family, even though he felt like they were part of the poorest clan, the weakest clan in Manasseh, God saw the potential in him. Amen. Bon Dieu te wè potentiel ki na Gédéon. Parce que bon Dieu connaît, contrairement à nous-mêmes, humains, qui possèdent ses forces, nous, ses connaissances, nous, ses positions, nous. God knew that it was not about his strength. God knew that the only thing that Gideon needed was to have faith to go through this situation. Amen? Many of us, like Gideon, we focus on our weaknesses rather than God's power. En pile nous même Jean Gédéon nous a gardé ça nous pas qu'à faire au lieu pour nous garder qui est-ce qui devant nous c'est bon Dieu qui devant nous et lui même pour nous suivre. En pile nous n'a gardé nous ouais nous pas gagner l'argent pour accomplir un bagage mais bon Dieu a dit au matin c'est pas l'argent c'est pas connaissance qu'on gagne c'est pas force qu'on gagne c'est surtout pouvoir bon Dieu pour nous garder. Amen. Because faith doesn't mean we have all the answers. Faith doesn't mean that we have all the knowledge, but faith actually means that we trust the one who does. La foi pa vle di que nous gagne réponse à toute question, que nous ka résoudre tout problème, mais la foi vle di que nous mette confiance nous dans seul monde qui capable l'Éternel des armées. Amen. So that's the first thing. Faith means that we put our trust in the one who can do all things. So there's more to the story, but we're going to jump a little bit. And I'm going to invite you, when you can, to go back and read over Judges 6 and 7. But Gideon, you know, gets a little bit of courage and he calls for people to come and join in the battle. So nous pas pli toute histoire là mais n'a aller dans moment côté Gédéon après il fin parler avec l'ange de l'Éternel, bon Dieu parler avec lui, There's other things that happen. Li rive nan moman kote li rele pou lot moun vini, pou lot tribu yo voye moun pou yo rassemble, pou yo fè an armé, pou yo al batay. And the Bible tells us that Gideon actually gathers 32,000 men. Li te pasel te feb, li te pasel pat kapab, men lèl voye apel pou batay, gen 32,000 om ki vini pou yo al batay Midian yo. So that they would go fight the Midianites. And the Bible tells us that the Midianites had about 135,000 people in their number. If you read in Judges 8, it tells you that their army was that big. So armé Midian yo même dit te gen 135,000 hommes qui étaient là dedans, mais Gédéon te rassemblé 32,000. So y'all know I love math, right? So I had to do the ratio. I don't know how to say that in French. Okay, faire ratio. Okay. So when you compare 135,000 to 32,000, Gideon and the army of Israel of the Israelites, we know they're outnumbered. They're outnumbered 4-1. So lè nou kompare nombyo nou gade, nou wè ke l'armée Gédéon li pou chak 11 soldats ki nan armée Gédéon gen 4 soldats nan armée Midian yo. Nou kompran? Pou yon ki fè pati armée Israélite la, gen 4 soldats ki fè pati de armée ennemi. So we know Gideon already thought he's nobody, he's no one. He still was able to assemble 32,000, but I'm sure he's still nervous. I'm sure he's still nervous because he's still outnumbered. But the Bible tells us that there's a change of plan. Something unexpected happened. God says, I need to shrink down this army. Amen. So let's read together. So on va étrange qui rive parce que yo déjà gen 1 contre 4. Mais bon Dieu dit retan. La mer a trop grand, faut retirer nan numéro nan nom qui là. So let's read together this time in Judges 7 starting with verse 2. God said, "We need to reduce this number. You have 32,000? That's great. I don't need 32,000. Nou pa kompran. Bon Dieu dit ou gen 32,000 moun? Bon bagay. Mais même, c'est bon Dieu, m'pa besoin 32,000. M'pa kwa nou fin kompran vrai. Bon Dieu, c'est lui même qui pi grand, li pa besoin 32,000. He doesn't need all those people, right? So let's read together. L'Éternel dit à Gédéon, le peuple que tu as avec toi est trop nombreux pour que je livre Madian entre ses mains. Il pourrait en tirer gloire contre moi et dire, c'est ma main qui m'a délivré. So the Lord said to Gideon, go back to 2, said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hands have saved me. So we continue to read, and we find out that God tells Gideon, listen, this army, you feel good about it? Nah, I don't need this army, because you might think that you did this on your own. There's nothing that we do, brothers and sisters, that we do on our own. Pa gen rien, frère et sœur, yo que nous fait par propre force. Nous c'est l'Éternel qui ba nous tout ça nous gagne. Amen. So he says we need to shrink down the army, and he tells Gideon, go talk to them and let them know, like, if you're scared, you could go home. You don't have to stay. If you're not sure, that's okay. Nobody's going to be upset about that. Nobody's going to talk bad about you. Just go home. So the number went from 32,000 to 10,000. So then God said, okay, this looks pretty good. 10,000 is a good number. You would feel good about 10,000, right? Vous avez pensé, OK, je vais avoir 10 000 personnes qui travaillent avec moi, qui vont battre. It's still OK. God said, no, the number is still too big. And so God reduces the number even further. Let's keep going. So verse 3. Nous t'ai dit ça déjà. So publie donc ceci. I'll read it in English. And you all follow in French, okay? So now, therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilgad. And 22,000 of the people return, and only 10,000 remain. So verse 4. But the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And whomever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go with you. So verse 5. So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who laps the water with his tongue, like a lab dog, you set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink, keep going, and the number of those who lapped, putting their hands to their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water. Verse 7. Then the Lord said to Gideon, by the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other people go, every man in his place. So l'Éternel dit à Gideon, go back, c'est par les 300 hommes qui ont lappé que je vous sauverai et que je livrerai Madian entre tes mains. Que le reste du peuple s'en aille chacun chez soi. So they went from 32,000 to 10,000 to 300. So I got to do some math again, because you know I'm the mathematician. So do you remember what the ratio was? Nous songez ça ratio avant. Pour chaque yon soldat israélite te gagne 4 Madianites. So now, qu'on y a avec 300 hommes, pour chaque yon soldat, gagne 450 soldats Madianites. For one Israelite soldier in Gideon's army, there are 450 men. This is mission impossible. Mission ça, ils sont mission impossible. Mon Dieu, bah non mais Gédéon. It doesn't make any kind of sense. At least 1 to 4, I could distract somebody. I could beat up somebody. Make them, you know, do some, fait some manœuvre, do some karate. I don't know. Whatever they had back in the day, I could do something. 1 to 4, I might not get beat up. But 1 to 450, that's a death sentence. That's worse than getting jumped. I don't know if you've ever seen people get jumped in high school, but that's worse than getting jumped. So imagine comment Gédéon sentit dans moment ça. Il était déjà gain doute, il était déjà mandé Dieu montre, you know, he needed some signs already. And now God has put him in this place where only a miracle can help them to win. C'est seul un miracle qui ca aider yo gain. So sometimes get a fois, bon Dieu retire ça qui nous pensait qui parlait de nous en tout bon. the safety nets, God removes them because he really wants us to learn to fully rely on him. He doesn't need our numbers. Il pas besoin gros numéro, gros chiffre de monde, de l'argent, de rien. Seul ça le besoin de nous-mêmes, c'est pour nous obéir, pour nous croire. He only needs us to obey and to trust. Amen. So remember I said faith means first that we trust the one who has all the answers, the one who can do everything. And secondly, faith means that we just obey and trust. So premièrement, la foi veut dire que nous mettons confiance nous dans le monde que nous connaissons, l'éternel qui est capable de faire tout bagaille. Et deuxièmement, que nous obéis et pour nous croire. So, it's mission impossible. Honestly, we don't know how they're going to win this, but we already know the story. This is just a reminder. C'est juste, bon, c'est juste voyez en voulez faire songer. Parce qu'en pile, on nous connaît fin histoire déjà. This is not a new movie. But I don't know about you. Sometimes I watch the movie over and over, and I still get excited, even though I know what's going to happen, right? So God, with only 300 men, sends them to fight. But he gives Gideon a strange plan. He already gave Gideon 300 people, but now he's giving him what looks like a strange plan. Bon Dieu déjà fin coupé dans nombre de monde qui pour la bataille là. Et puis Kounia, li voye Gédéon avec un plan qui li plan étrange. Plan pas semblé le ka vraiment fait ça pour yo gagner. It doesn't seem like the right plan. Because number one, God says no swords, no shields. Have you ever heard the saying, no one goes to a gunfight with a knife? Bakone si yo gen mem kalite power sa en créole, mais m'ap traduit li en créole pour nous. En anglais yo gon phrase yo gon on ba ke kon di ke ou pa ale nan bataille à fusil avec couteau. Fait sens, right? You don't go to a gunfight with a knife. It makes no sense. But that's what God said to them. God said, no swords, no shields. Bon Dieu dit, Gédéon ou parler avec sans homme sa yo, na armé sa, mais ou met kite épée yo, ou met kite l'autre armure yo, quitte et oublié au côté oyea. Makes no sense to me. Then God says, instead of picking up the armor that you usually pick up, I need you to grab trumpets. I need you to grab jars and put torches inside the jars. Make it make sense. Does it make sense? Pas fait sens du tout. Bon Dieu dit, quitte épée, quitte armure, prends trompette, prends marmite avec du feu lampe avec vous. That's it. It makes no sense. But remember what I said before, faith means that we obey and trust. Nous songez ça m'était dit avant. Foi veut dire que nous obéissons, nous croyons. So, bon Dieu ba Gédéon plan. Et puis il dit, dans la soirée, in the night time, al entouré camp Midianite là. Go surround the Midianite camp. And so Gideon says to the army, he splits them up, 100 over here, 100 over there, another 100 with him. And he says, at my signal, when I give you the signal and I blow my trumpet and I raise my torch and I break my jar and I shout, that's what I need you to do. So Gédéon divise armée, ça boy ici, ça boy l'autre bord, ça avec lui. Et puis il dit chaque partie yo, les m'ba signal là, les nous ouais moins fait lui, suive moi. Crasé, mamit là qui est devant, prend l'ampoule, sonne trompette là et crie que épée ou c'est bon Dieu. Your weapon, your sword is for the Lord and for Gideon. Amen. We know the story very well, so I'm going to go very quick. We know the rest of the story. Nous connaissons l'histoire là que yo kaze. They broke the jars, they raised their torches, they blew the trumpets, they shouted, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. And the Midianites and the Amalekites, the rest of the people that were in the camp, they were thrown into confusion and panicked and turned on each other. Nous connaissons l'histoire là. Léo crasé, poyo. Léo prend l'ampio, Léo sonne trompette, Léo crie que épée c'est pour bon Dieu et pour Gédéon. Mais Dianitio avec Ressaméo, yo vin tombe dans panique, dans confusion, yo viré contre une lot, yo bat une lot. Et bon Dieu gagne bataille là sans que yo Israélite pas bataille. And so God won the battle without a single Israelite having to fight or having to throw a sword or having to come against anybody. See, sometimes God's methods don't make sense to us. Faith doesn't mean it has to make sense. L'ange la foi, li pa vle di ke li dwe fè sens pou nou. Faith means that we don't have to understand every detail. But we have to trust that God, who knows all and can do all, he knows what he's doing. So là nous gè la foi dans bon Dieu, nous connaît que lui même qui connaît toute bagaille, qui gè toute force, tout pouvoir, toute connaissance, qui tout partout, lui connaît ça l'a fait. So what seemed impossible to Gideon, what seemed impossible to you and I, just required him to have a little belief that God is gonna do just what he says. So he was able to follow through on the plan. See, I wanna remind you that Gideon's battle was not the first time that God used an unusual strategy in battle. Bataille Gédéon contre Madian, c'est pas la première fois que Dieu t'a utilisé en tactique étrange. Nous songeons Josué avec Israélite, Léo te marché autour de Mur Jéricho for 7 days, and all they did was shout and praise, and the walls came tumbling down. It makes no sense, but faith led them to victory. Amen. Il va faire ça. Il va besoin faire ça. Mais là, nous suivons, nous obéir, nous croyons. La foi que nous gagnons, même les que les petits, la portent nous vers la victoire. Amen. See, God's using Gideon's story to teach us that he specializes in using small things to accomplish great victories. There's a verse I want you to see. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27. And we're coming to an end. Yeah, I hope so. 1 Corinthiens chapitre 1 verset 27. 1 Corinthiens chapitre 1 verset 27. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 27. On lit en français puis on applique en anglais. Lis avec moi. Mais Dieu a choisi les choses folles du monde pour confondre les sages. Dieu a choisi les choses faibles du monde pour confondre left fault. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. Si le monde là, li contre à l'Éternel. Ça le monde pensé qui sage, pas sage vraiment. Ça le monde pensé fort, parfois vraiment. Parce que seul ça qui sage, qui get sagesse, qui get force, c'est moun qui a suivi l'Éternel. Amen. The only thing that's truly wise and strong are those who follow God. And so if you give to God everything, you submit to God everything, just like a mustard seed grows into a great plant. Just like he used the small faith that Gideon had to lead to a mighty victory, God will bring you to victory after victory. Amen? See, I had to do some research and figure out just how big a mustard seed plant grows to. I had to. I'm only 5'4". A mustard seed plant is about twice my size, but it's so tiny, it barely fits on my thumb. It barely fits on my nail. So God is using this imagery to show us that even if our belief is small, he can grow it to become big and to do mighty things. Amen? So let's go to Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, our scripture reading, as we start wrapping up. Proverbs 3, Proverbs chapitre 3, verset 5 et 6, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Faut nous confier nous dans bon Dieu avec tout cœur nous. Pas penser que connaissance nous ca aider nous. Mais dans tout ça que n'a fait, nous mettez lui devant lui. Et la fait que sortie yo a ouvri devant nous, nous pas ca imaginer qui côté la mener nous. Amen. Gideon's initial hesitation was because he was thinking about what he could do, where he came from, what people would think of him. But once he trusted God, even with something that seemed like mission impossible, even with a plan that seemed upside down, God allowed him to see the victory. Amen? The same applies for us. Even when it doesn't make sense, God's plan is always greater than our plans. So for nous songer, même le pas fait sens, plan bon Dieu toujours plus bon, plus grand que plan pas nous. Now, as we end, I just want to bring awareness to one part of the story that growing up, I didn't used to hear this part of the story. Because it was the part before Gideon asked for the fleece, you know. It was the part before the battle. When the angel appeared to Gideon and he realized that God was really with him, God asked him to do something very specific. Go parti na histoire la ke apil fwa mpa kontande ou mpa habitué tande lem te piti. But pendant que nous continuons à lire la Bible, nous avons parti ça dans l'histoire là. Que après l'ange l'Éternel vini parler à Gédéon, et Gédéon vini ouais vrai que bon Dieu avec lui. Bon Dieu t'a demandé pour faire un bagage. God asked him to do one thing. God asked Gideon to destroy the altar of Baal that was in front of his father's house. Bon Dieu m'a demandé Gédéon pour détruire l'hôtel Baal qui était devant Kai Papal. It's in Judges 6, verse 28, if you want to put it on the screen. See, at this time, the Israelites, remember I said they were being mistreated, they were being persecuted, they were being, when they grew plants to take care of their families, the other nations would come and destroy everything that they've made. But also at this time, they were trying to serve God and trying to serve Baal. And so God, the first act that God told Gideon to do was not to assemble an army, not to go fight the Midianites, but the first act that God told Gideon to do is to destroy the altar of Baal and to put up an altar to the Almighty True God. Son premier action que bon Dieu t'a demandé Gédéon fait, c'est pas pour rassembler en armée, c'est pas pour te aller bataille médian, c'est pas ça. Premier ça que bon Dieu t'a demandé Gédéon fait, c'est pour détruire l'autel de Baal qui était devant Kai Papal et pour te mettre autel bon Dieu là. Right? That's what it says, right? And the Bible tells us that he did it in the nighttime when nobody was watching. And that when they woke up and saw what happened, they got mad. And they wanted to kill Gideon for it. But Gideon's father said, isn't Baal a god? If Baal's a god, he could avenge himself. And that's how Gideon's life was spared. Sometimes we look at other things to put our faith in. Or sometimes we do something where we trust in God, but we also trust in the other stuff. Gede fwa nou fè un bagay kote nou, kwè nan bon Dieu, nou di nou kwè li, mais en même temps, nous croyons dans l'habileté par nous. Nous croyons dans la connaissance, nous. Nous croyons dans le pouvoir, nous. Dans la position, nous. Dans l'argent, nous. Dans les amis que nous gagnons. Dans qui famille nous sortit. Qui est-ce qui fait partie de la famille, nous. Nous croyons même dans le leader de l'église, ou bien dans l'église, ou bien dans le pasteur. We shouldn't trust in no one or nothing else except God Himself. Amen. Yes, God has put us here to help lead his people. But the person that you need to trust first is God and God alone. Amen? So God is saying he's going to deliver you. Bon Dieu pa délivrer ou. Li pa guéri petit tout, li pa guéri ou. Li pa ouvri porte pou, li pa faire que ou ka graduer. La faire que ou joindre l'argent pour faire plan que li mette dans l'esprit pour faire. He wants you to succeed above everything and he's going to give you all the things you need to make it happen. Amen. But you need to remember to trust in him and him alone. So destroy the altars of Baal. Destroy what you think about your knowledge or your position or your strength or your money or the people in your life and only look to God himself. See, the battle is not ours to fight. It belongs to God. And so like Gideon, we don't have to be the strongest. We don't have to be the smartest. We don't have to have the most experience. We just need to have faith. Amen? I'm going to end with this story, and then we're going to really wrap up. And maybe some of you have heard this story before, that there was a famous tightrope walker. So te go moun fameux ki li mem li te kon mache sou fil. Yo mette fil la nan hauteur bien haut, et puis la mache sou fil la. And so he would do this all the time, performing daring stunts. And one of the stunts that he performed and people came to watch was walking across the Niagara Falls on a rope. And the crowd was excited. The crowd came. They saw him walk forward and backward. They clapped. They cheered. And then the man looked at them and said, "Who believes that I could push a wheelbarrow across the tightrope?" And everybody says, "Yeah, we believe, we believe." And then he said, "Who's gonna sit in the wheelbarrow while I push it?" And there was silence. See, faith is not just saying we believe. La foi, c'est pas juste dire à bouche nous que nous croyons en bon Dieu. Faith is us getting in the wheelbarrow while God is pushing it across the tightrope. La foi, c'est pour nous bailler bon Dieu, pour nous croire en bon Dieu complètement. So remember, when you feel outnumbered, again, I'm the mathematician. When you feel outnumbered, remember that you plus God equals the majority, amen? And that you can step out on faith. You could take the leap and watch how God will turn your weaknesses, your impossibilities, into victory. songé là au passé au Pukotu, au passé que au faible, songé que au même plus bon Dieu fait la majorité. Et que si vous marchez avec bon Dieu, si vous continuez qu'un bémeli, la tout des faiblesses sur yo, la tout des tout ça qui pas bon de vous-même en victoire. Amen. So nous quoi aujourd'hui, let's believe in him and let us ask him to put in us that tiny mustard seed faith and we will see God leap us from victory to victory this year. May God bless you. We're going to end with a song. The song says, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." Chardi, li sessi du, not the French. Li sessi du de servir Jésus. Oui, c'est ça, français. Chard, français, nous connaissons un email ou un jardi. But there's an English song, gauche en anglais, qui dit, li du pour nous, mettez confiance nous dans bon Dieu. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. I believe I love you, Joey. He's watching. I believe the song is 524. Sorry. So pendant que nous mettons fin, nous chantons chanson. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Pour nous juste croire dans la parole li et dans la promesse li. Et pour nous croire ça que bon Dieu dit. Amen? Amen. Please stand as we end and we sing, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus."
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the said the Lord Jesus, 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 how I trust him, how I've proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, 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 how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to Jesus, 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 Jesus.
glad I learned to trust thee. Ready?
I'm so glad I learned to trust thee. Pray.